Welcome back to JR Morning. We are at the Michigan State University on the fourth day of our college tour, and Michigan State University's College of Agriculture and Natural Resources has long been a leader in preparing students for careers in agriculture and food systems and environmental sciences. And from hands-on learning to cutting-edge research, the college equips students with the skills they need to succeed in a rapidly changing world. And joining us now to talk about his vision for the college, the undergraduate programs offered, and exciting career opportunities for graduates is Matthew Daum, who is Associate Provost and Dean of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Dean, good to talk with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me. Glad to be here.
You stepped into this role a little earlier this year. How's it been so far?
Well, so far so good, I think. We've had our challenges, of course, a lot of things in the news about budget cuts and executive orders and so forth. And our college certainly has been affected, but we have fantastic students. We got fantastic faculty and staff. We've been really being able to come together, and we're probably in the best place that we could be at this point in time.
How do you balance the traditions of the college with some of these new opportunities and innovations, you know, for students and the faculty?
Yeah, you know, our college was the founding college for the university, and so we have a long history and tradition here. And at the same time, we've got a land-grant mission. And so that land-grant mission really propels us to say we have to be responsive to our stakeholders. We have to understand what's happening externally and then adjust. And so I think that mentality has helped us be creative, offer new majors and minors and so forth, and try to stay up on what we're teaching our students.
And that's probably pretty important when it comes to, I mean, the technology is so rapidly changing, right? And the way that you're administering this information to your students, I'm sure you're always kind of on the fly with that.
Well, we are, and I think that a lot of new technologies are coming into the agricultural space. We've got a lot of faculty working on new technologies, drones and big data sets and all these kinds of things. And you know, AI is a big talk right now, and we're trying to figure out how does that get incorporated into the curriculum. We want every student to be able to understand how to use AI depending on what their major is, and be able to go into the workforce with those kinds of tools and that kind of understanding.
I'm interested in your path. You went to school here, right? And then what happened since then?
Well, yes, I've had a circuitous path to get back here. I was a student in the packaging, School of Packaging. For those of you who don't know what that is, everything comes in a package, and we are one of only a handful of programs in the United States that teaches students about material science and design and all the elements about how you protect products as they go out into the market. So my undergrad, master's, and PhD all came from Michigan State, from the School of Packaging. I was very fortunate enough to be hired into Hewlett-Packard Company.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you would know printers. I was in the printing business for about 26 years. And then just by chance, I got a call from a friend. This was back in about 5 years ago, saying that the School of Packaging was looking for a new director. And was I interested? And at first I was not. I was happy doing what I was doing in the electronics industry. But long story short, ended up moving back here. And we did some really great things at the School of Packaging, including the building renovation. And then when the dean decided to move on, I was asked to be the interim. So I was an interim dean for a year. And then since June, I've been in the full-time role of the associate provost and dean role.
Clearly qualified for
this. Yeah, right, exactly.
Seems good to me.
I actually can't believe that there's only a handful of programs
for
packaging around. I mean, it's a fascinating. We were talking a little bit about it in the break. How unbelievable it is.
Some qualms with the Barbie doll packaging and how to get those girls out.
Yeah, because this.
But other than that.
Yeah, I'm the resident packaging counsel for my family. I hear all of the complaints, and usually there's a good reason, or there's some other manufacturing reason, or anti-theft, or whatever it is. But yeah, there's a lot of things you can say about
that. You probably look at products a little differently than what how we look at things in the store.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I have a bad habit of lingering in the in the aisles of a grocery store, just looking at the packaging and thinking about the marketing and the design and all that.
Yeah.
When students graduate from the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, you know, what types of career paths are they pursuing?
Yeah, you know, our college, we have 12 different academic units. We have close to 25 different majors, and so there's something for everyone here. And we have some, in addition to the traditional degrees, animal science, entomology, plant, soil, science, that kind of thing. We also have some degrees that aren't as well known. For example, we have a Department of Community Sustainability, and so I'll give you an example. One of our graduates, I went through the Sustainable Parks, Recreation, and Tourism program. Now he's a VP at Caesar's Palace. We've Wow. got a program called Food Industry Management, Food Business Management. One of our graduates now is a director. If you walk into a grocery store and see Oreos, the peanut butter, the red velvet Oreos, the golden Oreos, one of our graduates is the one who has developed and created those types of products. So that's what you can do with that degree. And a third one I'll give you is food science. One of our graduates developed the Smashburger restaurant, the McDonald's dollar menu, and stuffed crust pizza at Pizza Hut. So those are the types of different career paths that you might find yourself in going through one of our programs.
Wow, that's really impressive.
And these like have become the range, like hallmarks. Yeah.
Yeah. A range of things you can do here, because maybe someone thinks of this college and thinks farming, but it's not all that.
It's that and more. And what I like to say is you bring your passion and we'll help you find your purpose. There's a lot of different ways that you can utilize your skills. You know, we even have a two-year degree. So we have a ag tech program. And so things like electrical technology or food processing or turf grass management. Maybe you want to be a superintendent at a golf course. Right. That would fit underneath our college. You can come here and learn how to do that. So, yeah.
Didn't the Tigers, Heather Nabosny, go here?
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so there's a lot of the sports venues around the United States. They come from our program.
Are there any like emerging industries or sectors that you see that are in demand right now?
There's several. Packaging, which we already mentioned, that has been a hot area for a number of years and will continue to do so. Construction management, that's another one that's housed in our college, but we can't produce enough graduates fast enough.
Wow.
Construction across the United States continues to grow. And that program, we're one of the programs, top programs in the nation for that.
Very cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great
really
stuff.
Really cool stuff.
Matthew Dahm, Dean of the Michigan State University College of Agriculture and Natural Resources and Assistant Provost. Appreciate you coming on. There's so much going on. I mean, you can come here and really take off. A lot of different spaces.
Well,
and directions.
Again, the value of a college education.
Yes.
You may not know about some of these things.
Exactly.
And Matthew Dahm can tell you about them and send
you in
the right direction.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I've got great faculty and advisors, and they'll help students find their success path. That's what we're all about.
Well, keep doing the great work.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for
having
me. Thank
you so
much. Appreciate it.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. You hear the music. The band's firing up.
Yeah.
Day four. Now look forward to day five.
On to day five. And tomorrow we will be a little more local. We'll be in Royal Oak at Oakland Community College.
Yes, also serving a need for many, many students. So I'm looking forward to that. Chris, you love Michigan. Can we get a go green?
Go green.
Oh, he did it.
Easy.
He did it. That's how impressed he
all
was.
All the Spartan fans in my life. Love you. All right, well, see you tomorrow. Kevin Dietz and I'll talk coming up.